Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite podcast host, mindset coach, best-selling author, Brandon Lynette. Okay. Cheers for me. Am I tooting my own horn tonight? Yeah, maybe. I'm feeling it. I'm in the zone. I'm in the creative zone and I'm super excited and obsessed. This podcast, though, is honestly your destination for unlocking your full potential. This is where I want you to embrace the extraordinary possibilities within you because there are many. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the real power of stepping into greatness. I want to bring you into an alignment with your God-given power and gifts. I want to help you learn to co-create a life you love because, I mean, as you become the writer of your own story, I'm going to give you the inspiration. I'm going to give you practical tips and I'm going to give you that abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. You can support this mission at listenbitchdonations.com. If you want to change your life, you guys, scroll the show notes and pick your path. I did today just share my test results from this Omega test. Okay. I wonder if I should read that out to you guys. Maybe I'll do that on tomorrow's podcast because it blew my mind, like how much it's affected me that I had imbalanced omegas. And I was pretty close to base range. Like 90% of people are walking around way more out of balance than I was. And just to think I was feeling it, I can't imagine. You guys are struggling out there. I can help you with this. I do have a big anti-pharma rant with my patches. I've shared these with you guys from, you know, my husband's story with his pain. He doesn't even have to wear them every day anymore. Like, I, as long as I've known him for 50, 11 years, I don't know how long it's been a while. He'll know, but it's been a while. Okay. But since I've met him, his back pain has been debilitating. He has struggled forever with that pain, and he's taken everything for it. And we're done with big pharma. That stuff was just a, you know, very toxic cycle of addiction with painkillers, having to drink himself to sleep every single night, having to take weed brownies at work. Like it just was so much. Now he just wears a patch when he needs it. Like it's not even an issue anymore. It's a beautiful gift. So, this guy is pure talent. He is a genius. Big Pharma has tried to buy him out for millions of dollars and he refuses every single time. But it is an ingredient-free sticker that you put on your body and it's a vibral tactile pattern that communicates to your brain. So if you guys have listened to any of my, you know, microdosing podcasts, I do get sciency on brain and what your brain does for you. So it's worth checking it out because they work. It works. I've also got a link up for my favorite Bible app. Bible study for a badass can be a little abrasive for people. I get that. This app is totally your space. If badass makes you uncomfortable, if shit makes you uncomfortable, if knowing that every time I talk to God, I'm like, dear God, I fucked up. If that all makes you uncomfortable, you want this Bible app. I'm not in there. I'm not in there, but I spend time there. Okay. Graham is amazing. This guy is amazing. He is a steward for the Lord for sure. So you get 5 days free for that. Check it out. I have a lot of things in there, you guys. The colostrum I have, that colostrum with the only patented AC11 that you have. This is like pure support for your immune system recovery. I mean, it's amazing. So I have a lot of gems in the podcast notes. I want you guys to go check those out. So, all right, you guys, if you are coming here from the Facebook Live, okay, or the TikTok Live, or I forget the other app I go live on, I honestly, it's a weird place to be, but it's views and I get a lot of reaction. I get some people over here. I just want to say welcome. You guys already know that we're talking about the three biggest mistakes that you're still making with your mindset, even after the healing work. If you guys did not catch the live, okay, you can go watch it now. I will repost it on my YouTube because the Facebook lives get deleted every 30 days. Every single day I get a message that a live is leaving the platform on Facebook. Farewell. I bid you all adieu. But yeah, you guys can catch that live right now. It's up, okay? But today we are talking about the three mistakes that you're still making with your mindset. Yeah. Three mistakes you're still making even after all the healing. Okay. If you didn't catch the live, I'm going to fill you in on what I talked about, because I talked about mistake number one on there. And this is all about how we've been collecting information instead of actually applying it. Okay. Most of you are professional students of your own healing, but like you never actually graduate, right? Like you know all the things, but you're not doing the things. So if you are here from that live, or if you caught that, or if you understand that, you know, mistakes two and three that are coming up now, these are the ones that keep you stuck even after you start practicing. Okay. I want to talk today about like why you're waiting to feel ready before you act differently, why you're using self-awareness as an excuse instead of a tool, and really what you need to do to actually break these patterns for good. So, as far as collecting the information, like, bitch, you have read the books. Okay. You have done the therapy. Shit, I wrote the books. Okay. I wrote the books. I went through the healing process, several avenues of healing I've been through. I've listened to all of the self-help videos on YouTube, to all the podcasts. This is what was happening to me. When the trigger hit, I would fall right back into the same pattern. Why? Because information is not transformation. You have to practice what you know, not just know what to practice. If you've been stuck in that learning phase, you have to stop. You have to pick one tool you already have and then use it every day for a week. Like that's where the shift actually happens. Okay. So, mistakes number two is you're waiting to feel ready before you act differently. And this is a very sneaky one. I'll explain what I mean now. Like, you know, you need to set the boundary. You know, you need to have the hard conversation. You know, you need to stop people pleasing. You need to stop overthinking. You need to stop spiraling. You know all of this, but like you're waiting. You're waiting until you feel strong enough, until you feel brave enough, until you're confident enough, until you're healed enough. You're waiting until it feels easy to do the hard thing. So you don't do it, you stay stuck. And then you tell yourself, I'm just not ready yet. Once I do a little more work, then I'll be ready. But here's the problem. That day never comes. And this is what I had to learn the hard way. You will never, never feel ready. And that is by design. Like, honestly, just take a second to think about it. Have you ever felt ready to do something hard? Have you ever felt fully confident or fully prepared or fully at peace before stepping into something that has making you uncomfortable? And the answer is no, that's not even possible, because growth doesn't happen in comfort. Growth happens when you take that massive action before you're even ready. That is literally how your brain rewires. You take the action that feels scary, and your brain is like, oh shit, we survived that. And then the feeling catches up. But a lot of us are waiting for that feeling to come first, and then it just never does. So we stay stuck and we keep working on ourselves and we keep preparing and we keep waiting for readiness that isn't coming. And like the whole time, this pattern stays the same. Why do we do this? Like, why do we wait to feel ready? And I promise every fucking buddy does it. Everybody does it. And this is why. It's because we have been taught that feelings come before actions. So, duh, of course we think like, once I feel confident, then I'll speak up. Once I feel brave, then I'll set the boundary. Once I feel healed, then I'll stop people pleasing. But that's ass backwards, okay? Action comes first, feelings follow every single time. You don't wait to feel confident. You act and then confidence builds. You don't wait to feel brave. You do the brave thing and then bravery grows. You don't wait to feel healed. You practice the new pattern and then the healing happens. But like, we have been conditioned to think we have to feel a certain way before we can act a certain way. That belief is what keeps you stuck. And I've been through this. I've been in situations where I knew I needed to set a boundary. I did all the things. I knew what I needed to do. Even my kid knew what I needed to do in this situation where I was triggered, where I was upset every time. And I kept it there and I kept putting it off because I just didn't feel ready. I was afraid of the fallback. I was afraid of what I might miss seeing. I was afraid of what would I be if I wasn't pissed off at this every single day. Afraid of all of that. So I waited a long time, waiting for the day to wake up and just like feel ready to do it. And then there's this whisper, and God is like, you know, you're never going to feel like letting this go and shutting this door. You're never going to feel that. And what if you're waiting for a feeling that's never going to show up until after you do the thing? Yeah, God, what? Wait, what? He's literally telling me I'm waiting to feel brave before I act brave. And bravery doesn't work that way. You have to act first. The feeling comes after. And it clicked. I blocked accounts. I blocked several accounts. Several accounts. I was waiting for courage I could only get by doing the thing I was afraid to do. I set the boundary. And it was terrifying. And at first, it was uncomfortable because I went every single day just to check, just to see what I could see that would piss me off, that would keep me fired up, that would make me feel hurt, because at least I was feeling something. At least I was feeling something. And even though those were really bad feelings, it was a negative feeling, at least I was feeling something. Because the minute I knew I shut that down, I would be done. There was a lot of finality in that boundary. But as soon as I did it, you guys, I felt lighter. I felt more confident. I don't second guess shit in my life. I feel stronger. Like it came after the action, not before. And nothing has changed. There's no relationship to mourn. There's no place or person in my life that is missing. It doesn't hurt that this person has the power to hurt my whole family. Like, none of that bothers me anymore. It's just over. It's over. What was happening is I was dragging myself and my family into this every single day. Like, look at this, how hurtful that is for us. Look how much this sucks for us. Look at all of this pain. I shut that down and it's just freeing, liberating. I can breathe. You don't have to be ready, you just have to be willing. Stop waiting to feel ready. Start acting before you feel ready because you don't need to feel confident to set the boundary. You set the boundary and confidence builds. It just does. There is no fallback. I can stand in my power now because I'm confident as fuck. I set the boundary. Like, there are people that have no access to my life and to my kid's life, and I am very confident in that boundary. I don't waver. I don't doubt it. I don't second guess it. And you don't have to feel brave to have any kind of conversation that you need to have. You have the conversation and the bravery grows. You don't have to feel healed to change the pattern. You change the pattern and healing deepens. Action creates the feeling. It's not the other way around. And I know that feels backwards. I know that feels scary. That is the whole point. If it felt easy, if it was easy, it's not going to be growth. So yeah, you have to speak up even if your voice is shaky and cracking, and you have to set the boundary even though your hands are literally shaking. And I promise you that day my hands were shaking. It was that big of a deal. You say no even though you feel guilty. You stop the people pleasing even though it feels uncomfortable. Interrupt the spiral even though it feels unnatural. You do the thing before you feel ready to do the thing, and you do it messy, and you do it imperfectly, and you do it scared, but you do it. Because that's how your brain learns. That's how new patterns get wired in. That's how you actually change. So I want to challenge you guys for this week, okay? Just pick the one thing that you've been putting off because you're not ready yet and do it. Like, I want you to do it this week. I want you to do it scared. I want you to do it messy. I want you to do imperfect. I don't want you to wait for the feeling. I want you just to take the action and watch what happens because I promise you the feeling will follow. Number three, our final number here. is that you're using self-awareness as an excuse instead of a tool. Ugh. This one is going to sting a little, you guys, because fuck if this was not a mirror in my face, okay? This was probably pridefully a hard one. Ego, deflated. It's just a lot, okay? You're using self-awareness as an excuse. Like, you've done so much work on yourself. You know every single trigger. You know your patterns. And you know exactly why you do what you do. You could say shit like, oh my gosh, I struggle with this because of XYZ that happened in my childhood. I people please because I was conditioned to put other people first. I overthink because I'm anxious. I have a hard time with boundaries because of my trauma. All of that is true. All of that is valid. It's important to understand. Here is the problem. You're using that self-awareness as an explanation instead of using it as a tool for change. You have turned your self-awareness into an identity, into justification, into a reason why you can't change, instead of a roadmap for how to change. And this is what I see happening. This is why it's a problem, because you know your trigger. You can name it. You can explain where it comes from. But when it shows up, you react the same way. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I can't help it. That's just how I am. That's just how I am. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy that says that. That's just how I'm wired. That's my trauma response. Listen, I'm not here to dismiss your trauma. I am not invalidating your pain whatsoever. But what I am saying is this: self-awareness without application is just self-justification. Knowing why you do something does not give you permission to keep doing it. It gives you the information you need to change it. But a lot of us just stop at awareness. We think, well, now I know why I do this, so I guess that's just who I am. Listen, bitch. Listen, bitch. That is who you were. That is the pattern you learned, but it doesn't have to be who you are. Self-awareness is supposed to be the starting point, not the finish line. So, I mean, why are we doing this? Why do we do this? Why do we use self-awareness as an excuse? Because it's easier to explain something, explain yourself, than it is to change. It's easier to say I struggle with boundaries because of my childhood than it is to actually set a boundary. It's easier to say I just overthink because I'm anxious than it is to interrupt the spiral and practice a new thought pattern. It's easier to say this is just how I'm wired than it is to do the hard work of retraining your brain. And that's what we're doing here. And the thing is, this is the bullshit lie that we've exposed to ourselves, is that you think explaining your pattern feels like progress, but it feels like you're doing the work. Explaining isn't changing. Understanding is not healing. Healing happens when you take what you understand and you use it to build something new. And I've done this, you guys. I've done this. I can explain every single one of my patterns. I knew exactly where they came from. I could tell you the exact wound, the exact trauma, and the exact conditioning that created each one. I can do that. And I thought that meant I was healed. This whole time, I thought that meant I was doing the work. You go listen to Ground Zero podcast, Brandon, like those first few episodes. That bitch was like, I'm healed. Everything's great. She had no clue. Like, I love her so much for getting us to this point. I love her so much. Like, we learned all the things. But I had to actually grow the fuck up and do the things. I've been called out. You're really good at explaining why you do what you do, but when are you going to actually do something different? Of course, that's offensive. Of course, I'm pissed off. Of course, I'm blocking you on Facebook. Who's going to talk to me like that? Bitch, I thought I was doing something different. I thought I was aware. I was processing. I was talking about it. But that hooker was right. I was using self-awareness as a shield. as a reason why I couldn't change, as an explanation for why I was stuck. I wasn't using it as a tool. And that's when I realized, like, self-awareness is not the goal, it's the starting point. The goal is to take what you're aware of and build something new with it. So if we're going to shift through this, if we're going to stop using our self-awareness as an explanation, we have to start using it as a roadmap. So when you notice the pattern, don't just name it and move on. I want you to use that awareness to fully interrupt it. When you feel the trigger, don't just say, like, that's my trauma response. Say, that's my trauma response, and here's what the fuck I'm going to do about it. When you catch yourself falling into the old pattern, don't justify it. Don't let it make you spiral into a self-hate, you know, self-sabotage cycle. Just redirect it. Self-awareness plus action is going to bring you transformation every single time. And self-awareness without action, that is just bullshit therapy talk. Therapy talk. Toxic, stupid, going nowhere talk. Instead of saying I people please because of my childhood, you have to say, I notice I'm people pleasing right now because of my conditioning, but I am going to be strong and set the fucking boundary anyway. Instead of saying I overthink because I'm anxious, okay, say I notice I'm spiraling. I'm going to use my breathing to interrupt this. Or what I do now is I yell inside my brain. When I get that thought and I start to cling to it and my heartbeat races and then I spiral on 100 other thoughts because I have this bad thought and I'm like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. That's it. That's it. My husband says something weird to me in a text and it doesn't make sense to me and I spiral and 10 minutes later, I'm like, great, he wants to divorce me. That's where my brain would go. So I sit in the truth, like just that example alone, where he sends a text, I misread it because I can't tell his tone in a text, or I know he's in a bad mood about something else and I can't tell if that's directed towards me, if it's not towards me. And I reground myself and I'm like, bitch, he would never intentionally hurt you. He will never intentionally hurt you. He will never intentionally hurt you. Never intentionally hurt you. And I say that, I break the pattern with the thought of the truth. You know, breathing, I teach this to people. It's not my favorite for me. I have to yell inside my head, but also my brain is very neurospicy. And, you know, I've got the billion tabs open and there's always something going, like there's 1,000 things going on at any given time. Okay. So I understand not everybody's brain is the same. I have to yell in there. When I start to get that thought, like my knowing voice has to just be like, what is the truth? What is the truth? What is the truth? Or even sometimes if there is a bad situation going on with anything in my life and I start to spiral and I think this is the end of the world, I just remind myself, like, God has me. I'm going to be okay no matter what. God has me. I'm going to be okay no matter what. I'm going to be okay no matter what. And I give it to God. I have to bring him in this, you know? Maybe you're struggling with boundaries because of trauma. You say that, you acknowledge it, acknowledge that it feels uncomfortable because of the past, but then just set the pattern anyway. Like, name it. I'm spiraling. I am spiraling right now. And then disrupt it. I am also safe. Everything always works out for me. God has me. That's how self-awareness becomes a tool. That's how awareness turns into healing. So, you know, the challenge, next time you catch yourself explaining why you do something, stop. Don't just name it. Don't just justify it. Okay, we know that you know why you do this. Now, what the fuck are you going to do about it instead? And then do that. Use your self-awareness as a starting point for change. It's not the end of the conversation, because that is where real transformation happens. So, three mistakes that you got tonight. Number one, you're collecting information instead of applying it. Number two, you're waiting to feel ready before you act differently. Number three, you're using self-awareness as an excuse instead of a tool. This is what I want you to hear. And I'm going to tell you that if I have to tell you this every day, I will. You are not stuck because something's wrong with you. You are stuck because of these three mistakes. And the really, really good news at this point is that mistakes can be fixed. But this is the thing. You can't just know about these mistakes. So you're having your aha moment in this podcast. You're feeling really good. And you're like, oh my God, this makes so much sense for me. And you feel productive. You feel excited. You feel the forward momentum. But the truth is, now you have to do something about it. So do it. I'm going to repeat this every single time. Pick one mistake. One mistake. If it's mistake number one, stop collecting, start practicing. Pick one tool, use it every day. If you're choosing mistake number two, then obviously you're going to stop waiting to feel ready. Do that thing that you've been putting off, scared, messy, imperfect. If it's mistake number three, stop using your self-awareness as an explanation. Now use it as a tool. Name the pattern, disrupt it. Just pick one and do it. Because we know that you know the truth. You already know what to do. You just have to actually do it. And I know that is not the sexy answer. I know you probably wanted some new strategy or some magical mindset hack. But the real work, you guys, the real transformation happens in practice. That's why I'm a coach, because bitch, I'm going to tell you everything takes practice. That's what coaches do. Practice, practice, practice. It's not in the learning. So go fucking practice. And then make sure you message me and tell me what mistake you're fixing. I want to celebrate with you. I want to grow with you. I mean, if I'm going to be your coach, at least let me see some of the victory wins. Okay. Leave a review in the comments and just share the show. Okay. Share this out with someone that you know needs to hear this, that you know has been treading water for a very long time. Okay. Because throwing them a little buoy isn't going to do it. Like, they really need to learn how to swim on their own. So that's it for today. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. I truly, truly appreciate it. Thank you for doing the work, the real work. And I will see you on the next episode.